A matter of physiology. God made man to need sex. He must be relieved of his built-up sexual desire, even if it means spilling his seed in his sleep. 1 Corinthians 11:9 states, "Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man." Men are all somewhat different in their sexual needs. If they are sick, tired, stressed, scared, feel rejected, or are even distracted by a big project, their sexual need may be diminished or even put on hold for a week or two. Healthy food makes a positive difference. Vitamins, herbs, and exercise all play a vital part. Men have enhanced sexual drive after excitement or physical exercise. If he is keyed up with success, he may have a stronger than usual need. Even the weather affects a man's drives. A man is negatively affected by a half-hearted response from his wife. The poor guy is never fully relieved and therefore never feels totally satisfied, making him think he is a sexual pervert or something because he needs sex so often. It is like eating a tiny snack, a little bit here and there, yet never sitting down to eat a big juicy steak and salad. A good wife knows that the greater her response, the more pleasurable her man's orgasm can be, and the more complete and long-lasting will be his satisfaction. When you respond half-heartedly, it says to him, "You only have half of my heart." A half-hearted response from a wife can turn a sweet teddy bear of a man into a mean old dog. It can make a man who is high-strung morph into an emotional jerk at work, home, and even at church. God created man with a regular need for a woman, and God commanded the man's wife to see to it that his need is met. Do yourself and everyone else a favor, and devote at least 15 minutes every few days to totally pleasing your man. For a wife to defraud her husband of this vital need that God has instilled in him should cause her to tremble in fear of the consequences. And remember, his entire ego is tied up in this sexual experience. To him, it is the ultimate expression of his deepest love for you, the fullest measure of intimacy with you he can imagine. His entire body, soul, and spirit are caught up into earth's heavenlies in this one act of sharing that love with you, the very measure of his person.